Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. The point of the calendar where my days are all mixed up till football gets here next week. It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's here. Colony, he's getting ready. He's throwing together a bunch of updates. He's doing a great job.
Back there working hard.
He actually is doing an unbelievable job this morning. So good on him. Couple things to get to. First, and we're not going to make this like a continued rolling update on Matt getting ready for his show to launch next Tuesday, but Matt, are you getting ready for your show to launch next Tuesday?
Yes, I am.
Came in early today.
How'd the first dry run of the new routine go?
Yes. It was pretty good, I think. I think I got to tweak some things.
Okay.
I spent a little too much time, I think, on a couple of things that I don't want to spend as much time on.
Too much time on doing stuff for us, huh?
Well, no.
People don't have a lot of confidence in you, I'm seeing on the text line.
That's okay.
Whoa,
good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
people
it.
People are just, they're kind of...
haters.
They're kind of expecting you to fail. Now, a new wrench has been thrown into things that I did not anticipate. I don't have a bone to pick with the bosses because, you know, I mean, I care about you, but it's not my fight to fight. I said initially, when they asked me all about this, after it came through, and they said about the kind of the inner, it was decided you were going to do this 5 to 540 thing. One of my feedbacks was, well, just keep the overnights because he's going, the overnight updates at
right.
520 and 540 or whatever. Because number one, we're not going to have Jim come in early.
No, Jim's doing things down the hall at this point.
There was a third avenue I had no idea was a road that was going to be taken. Matt is going to do his own updates.
Come on.
Yep. Did you ever see that coming?
Should have.
It's like on that one day a year.
Should have seen that coming.
When I volunteered to do Pirate Fest, because I love being at Pirate Fest, love being around the people. It's like one of my favorite things. And you can like yell at me all you want about baseball, Sox, whatever. I love
You're
being at Pirate
problem.
Fest.
You're the problem.
So I get into like, I sit at the chair and the guy, whoever the weekend, it was like John Bridge or somebody. And it was honestly, like I started at 10 or at 8, one of the
right.
two. So it was either like 7:58 or 9:58. And I hear the producer come down the line of my ear like, you ready to do the update? And I go,
huh?
What? And they go, yeah, the weekend. On the weekend, you do your own updates. And I
yeah.
go,
okay, then.
And here's was my first update from Pirate Fest this year. Pitt, Duquesne, and Robert Morris, they play basketball today. There was some bowl game happened, and it was, I think, Zeiss bet on it. And then this and that. With 2020 updates, yeah. Like that was like pretty much it. It
yeah.
was totally ridiculous. So he's got to do his own updates.
So why can't this is a functional question? I'm going to ask the boss the same question today at like 10:01. Why can't we just run the same updates
because,
at 5 and 5:20?
Because we're live at that point. We've
right.
launched into a new day, and
right.
so I kind of agree with him in that regard. But they should make Jim do it. No, I kind of agree with him in that regard that we're live. We should get rid of the tape stuff.
But we can agree that nothing has changed between 4:40 and 5 a.m.
Australian Open.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes there's that real late baseball game
yeah.
that comes in.
When
West Coaster.
When the Mariners play in Australia.
Yes. Yeah. You get that, I don't know, America's Cup. Dennis
yeah.
Connor out there in New Zealand. So that's a change to it. Okay, we need to bring people up to speed on something. If you've been following our Homewood Twerps baby or Bulldogs, right? Our Homewood Bulldogs baby Twerps.
Yep.
So I was the people with the Homewood Bulldogs who, and I need to throw this out there too. I know we were talking about the Homewood Bulldogs yesterday, but the Garfield Gators, East End, the Rebels, and Northside Steelers, all of them. So much love from our show for what everybody does for Pee Wee football, but especially, I'll just lay it out there like this. the kids in the city playing Pee Wee football, because every day we have the news on here, 2, 4, 11, one of them, and there's just awful stories about city neighborhoods that they want to bring to us all the time,
right,
about this and that and violence or whatever. Big shout to the Garfield Gators, the Homewood Bulldogs, the Northside Steelers, the Rebels up in the hill, and all those guys that in East End, all those teams that are doing stuff for young kids in the city and forcing them, not forcing them, but giving them
getting
a different
them started
path.
On the right path, yes. Very early.
Yes, so that's why we found an affinity for Pee Wee football in our Homewood Bulldogs.
That and the entrances are just magnificent.
Unbelievable. So they beat Wilkinsburg, allegedly, 102-0. I've been given more clarity on this.
Was it? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So they were testing out the scoreboard. The guy wasn't right. supposed to put the score on there.
Okay.
The baby Terps did score. Terps did score like 15-plus touchdowns, probably 17 touchdowns. The starters were taken out after the first 10 plays. Basically, they scored every play, though. Okay. But here's how it works. The format for that level is each team gets 10 plays back and forth.
Okay.
For 1 hour. It's 1 hour
of
clock
time. So it's like a series of 10 and then a series of 10.
Yes.
Okay.
But they weren't like really using their 10. They would score.
Right. On every play.
Yes. So it's an hour of real clock time.
Gotcha.
But they did score 100 points.
That scoreboard picture.
Yes.
Did that look legit to you?
It was legit.
It is legit?
Here's what
I said to Matt when I first saw it yesterday. It looked somewhat Photoshopped to me.
No, it's a new scoreboard. And what happened was it was the first time they were using it.
Right.
So the guy that was running it, they normally is not on.
Gotcha.
Except for the playoffs.
So that's why it said like first quarter, 8 minutes.
But that was the score. He was using that scoreboard. That was the real score.
I'm with you now.
He was using that game as a mock-up to test for the games where they really do kind of keep score when they're older than like 5 and 6 years old. But then those dudes that are 5 and 6 years old, kind of put 100 on them, but in a different modified Stableford scoring. To which I got a message from the Gateway people. Gateway, I keep saying Gateway. The Garfield Gators,
right?
That are like, you know what? One thing you did say yesterday is absolutely right. They ain't doing the Garfield Gators like that this weekend. So,
oh man,
yes.
Well, we got a report too. This was just after you walked out the door. I walked back to my desk.
Yes.
And Matt was sitting at his desk already, and the boss came back.
Okay.
And he had a note, and it said, "Hey, I got a call from this guy named Malik. He said he's one of the coaches. So we have a phone number for someone back there now." Okay.
Uh huh.
And he handed us a note. He said it was a 105.
Oh, we short-sold
zero.
Them?
So I think we may have missed.
But the boss wasn't mad. We were talking about a blowout, right?
No.
But again, though, the overarching theme of this is big love for all the guys.
All the Pee Wee football in the city.
The moms, everybody in the city who are involved in Pee Wee football, because there's just so, every time I turn on the news, it's something negative. Something negative about a city neighborhood. These young kids aren't celebrated enough. They're not. And it is football in Western Pennsylvania is we love it in those city neighborhoods. If you've never been to a Pee Wee football game on a Saturday, it's 5 games a lot of times, starting with the 5 and 6 year olds all the way up until like the junior high kids. And those city neighborhoods blow it out.
Yeah.
For Pee Wee football, and I love it. All right. A nuanced thing you need to answer me.
Okay.
Colony uses the microwave here. So he'll make spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
He'll make meat.
Lasagna.
Hamburg, if you will.
Hamburg.
Whatever it is. He then cooks, and he finishes, and he takes his stuff out. He leaves the microwave door open.
Completely open?
Yes. So as to, and he's explained this maybe about a year ago to me, so as to kind of like air it out. But for me, it smells the room even more.
Yes.
Explain. Explain your thoughts on this.
I don't understand the leaving the door open. You don't need to air out a microwave, do you? I'm very confused by this, to be quite honest. What is there anyone else out there that does this?
I don't think so.
That feels the need to air out a microwave after it's been used. I've never heard of such a thing.
That's what he told me.
In nearly 40 years of life, I've never heard of someone airing out a microwave.
That's what he said.
Here he comes. Is he running in to try to defend himself? He's going to explain
himself. He told me about a year ago. That's what he does. So today there was something that he cooked. I don't know what it smelled like, but it felt like it smelled the kitchen more because the microwave. Why do you leave the microwave open after you're done heating something?
Well, I think today's case, I think I just kind of when I left, I sort of tried to shut it, and it didn't shut.
Didn't shut all the way.
It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center, by the way. You have told me in the past you leave it open
to air it out.
I
have done that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I rarely use it, but I did today because I had some chicken and rice.
Okay, let's answer the question.
I'm just more curious about the habit of leaving the microwave door open to sort of let the aroma out into the rest of the building.
At home, I shut it because our microwave at home is clean.
Okay, so you're concerned about the state of the microwave in the workplace kitchen. Is that more the concern here?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just, whatever was cooked or consumed or earlier overnight, man, today.
Yeah, it was pungent.
It's the start of a new day brought to you by Greenbrier Treatment Center. Why, though, do you feel the need to leave it open? You've told me to air the microwave out.
What's wrong with that?
I've never heard of that before.
Like
airing
the
microwave. You have. Maybe I'm starting a new trend.
Do you feel like this whatever you cook, the smell of that will get trapped within the microwave and smell worse if you don't air it out?
The stuff that I cook that I bring that was made initially by Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Would make the microwave smell a lot better.
Why don't you leave it closed?
Yeah.
And let it marinate.
Like the chicken and rice aroma seep in.
Yeah, so then why do you let it out?
Yeah. Chicken and rice aroma.
Leaving it open to dry mold.
The San Francisco treat. What?
Do you leave it open so that like mold spores don't grow in it?
I don't know.
Leaves it open to dry
mold. I'm not a scientist.
But you have.
Whose microwave is growing mold on the inside?
Somebody texting us.
That one.
But here's the thing. He says, I'm not a scientist, okay? But you obviously have a method for this, but you can't come up with the method. No, everyone else
can't come up with a reason.
Yes, there's that.
Did it just seem like a good idea once?
Yeah.
And you just rolled with it?
I don't know. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you'll make you feel better, the next time I use the microwave, I'll make sure I shut it.
It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to get down to your reasoning here.
Well, that was it.
It's like
air it out.
Like
that's it.
Like sometimes if you pass gas within your car, you put the window down. I get it.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to, you know,
right.
You don't want to self-box your car.
No.
There are times I'll get in 2 hours later and it still stinks.
That happens in the winter. Right, you go to the store, go to the gym, you know, whatever. You're out of the car for like an hour, and then you come back in.
You're like, oh,
that was even worse than I thought.
Yes.
Lisa knows your car is airtight, right?
That's why I said I put the window down.
I know.
Yeah. How long have you ever gone out and then come back in?
I can't remember.
Next morning?
Yes.
No.
And gym farts are still in there.
No.
Lingering.
Yeah.
No.
In your gym shorts.
No.
And thus began the idea to air out the microwave.
I don't know. You just said at least, you said 2 hours.
I don't know. I just know that it's happened. I don't know how long I was out of the car. It could have been 10 minutes.
You quantified it. You said 2 hours. You're regretting coming into the pre-show.
I'm going to go work on the updates for Matt's show.
Did we get the...
Which, by the way... I shouldn't say this out loud.
No, go ahead. The bosses love this kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't say this out loud, but I mean, back to next week, I'm not doing recorded updates in the 5 o'clock hour. It's live updates on the AM because Larry and John are starting at 5. But everybody's going to be listening to Matt. So in other words, I'm going to have an update written by 5:20. I'm going to have another one written by 5:40. Okay. So if they really want me to do, I mean, if they want somebody to do live updates, then I'm not doing it at 5 a.m. though.
Wait, hold on. This seems so soapboxish, boxish.
No, I'm just saying that I've got two updates written. So if they need somebody to do live updates instead of having him take time away from his preparation for his show and ours, that may as well have it.
Have Jimbo just put it all on Jimbo's back.
Just put something else on Jim's plate.
It's never stopped him before.
No, it hasn't.
Right. What if you? No. Well, You may have to run back and shut the microwave, though. That may take some of your time.
No, I'd have to do that between 4 and 4:30. Is when I usually do it anyway. Or 4:30 and 5, whatever. How about them buckos?
He just gets up and walks away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.